dark outside the drugstore. The street lights were dimmed, and the lights in the drugstore window were shaded. The man paced nervously in front of the store. With his thumb, he flipped a coin into the air and caught it, over and over. Then suddenly he stopped.
No, that's too much. I gotta have no part of it. Let me talk to one of your reporters. Hello, are you a reporter? I got a tip for you about Mariana.
Double crossing work.
Holy mackerel, Casey. I never got such a shock in my life. My ears are still ringing. Right at the other end of the line, can you imagine?
I certainly can, Larry.
Yeah. How would you like to pick up a phone, start talking to somebody, and then hear machine gun bullets? I've been jumping like a typewriter ribbon ever since.
Hello, Mr. Reed.
Oh, hello, Mr. Reed.
Hey, boss. Have you seen this morning's Sentinel?
Yes, sir. It is coming downtown. That is quite a story you have.
Well, thanks, but it's no credit to me. It might have been anyone.
My, he's getting modest.
I just happened to be the guy that answered the phone, that's all.
I gather you went right over there.
Well, he used up half my gasoline ration. You know, it's a lucky thing the phone was left off the hook. I was able to get the location and beat the opposition reporters there by an hour.
Any idea who fired that machine gun, Lawrence?
No. We haven't got the slightest idea. It looked like a gangster job.
What about the drugstore clerk?
Why don't you read the paper, Casey? The clerk was in the back of the store. He didn't see a thing. At least that's what he says.
The man who was killed, his name was Boots Lanigan. You mentioned that he had a police record, is that right?
A record as long as your arm, boss. As far as crimes committed, he was almost in the class of the Green Hornet.
I see. That's probably why he called the newspaper instead of the police.
Well, that's how I figure. But I still don't get it.
What's that?
Well, what he said. I picked up the phone, and all he said was, I've got a tip for you about Mariana. Now, why should an ex-thug like Lanigan mention a girl's name? What kind of a tip is that?
Mariana.
You sure? Well, that's the way I heard it. Doesn't make sense. You figure it out, boss. I can't.
Mariana. Mr. Griffin, it's quite possible that Mr. Lorry heard wrong, huh? According to what he says, gangster only has time for that one sentence.
He might have gotten it wrong. Lorry usually hits the nail on the head.
Lanigan, very bad gangster, huh?
That looks like a crime war, Cato.
Who Lanigan connected with?
What role? The waterfront, Mom, Cato. But they broke up more than a year ago when Dutch Folder went to jail. Hey, wait a second. Some of the things that Folder's out now.
Yes, that's true.
But this killing is the first sign of gang war. Why should Fogel bump off one of his own men?
Maybe Lanigan removed by other gangs,
On top of that, it doesn't sound like Lanigan, the German former. You know the criminal code, Cato. No matter what happens, never squeal.
It's all very strange.
Let's see that paper again, will you? Now, here's the follow-up story.
Are you ready to see that? Nothing has been added, Mr. Bruce.
No, just a little family background on Lanigan. Parents are dead. Only living relatives, a younger brother serving with the Marines in Guadalcanal.
Too bad Bruce Lanigan not like young brother.
Yeah, with a Marine.
Maybe that man says Marines instead of Mariana.
Perhaps. On the other hand. Funny, I never thought of that before.
Huh? So what are you doing, Mr. Bruce?
See it tonight, except for the dim out, Cato.
What do you say, Mr. Britt? You know who Mariana is?
Perhaps I do.
It is girl?
It's usually referred to as she. Got the horned mask and the gun, Cato. We're taking the Black Beauty.
A few moments later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. The passage led directly to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Where are we going, Mr. Britt?
Get in. We We're going to take a look at Mariana.
Britt Reed pressed the button. The great car roared into life. The section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Job and big boat next to her.
That's it, Cato. See her name on the bow. That boat is named Mariana.
Well, if it ain't the boy. How'd it go, Fogel?
We figured you'd be in jail overnight anyway.
Ain't that Kugel, Monsieur Lars, overnight?
It'll be Kugel, boy.
You're down there to talk to the police about poor Boots.
Yeah, that's what we meant.
They don't suspect me. Lanigan's my pal. They remind me to send some nice flowers to his funeral. I got nothing to worry about you either. Just dropped in to tell you, boys, that. Also, to ask a little question. Turn around this way, Chopper. Any of you others feel like Boots did? Anybody else want to turn patriotic like Boots did? Maybe you, Chopper.
Why, not me, Fogel. I ain't got no brother in the Marines.
Nobody? That's fine.
We feel like you do, Fogel. We get it. Plenty of moolah. What do we care where it comes from? A stick-up, bank robbery, or from that Gestapo in Berlin?
That's all, boys. Pretty soon we get to work on that ship. I'll tell you what.
It better be soon. That salvage job ain't gonna wait.
Let me worry about that. So I'll tell you how.
Supper.
I'm looking for... Well, if it isn't my old pal, Chopper. I see you're informal tonight.
What do you mean?
You're not wearing your brass knuckles, were you?
Chopper. Hello, Mr. Lowry. How's the newspaper racket?
Better than yours, Dutch. It pays regular.
Some sense of humor, this fellow, huh, boys? Yeah, some sense of humor. You were in the police station when they questioned me. You come after me for something?
Yeah. A little information.
I told the police everything I know.
Isn't bad. It isn't bad. Holy mackerel. I know you didn't bump off one of your own men. It's just that I want some local color. We have to keep this story about Boots alive.
Oh, yes, I see. Boots is dead, but you keep the story alive.
Sure, it's good for the circulation. I mean the newspaper circulation. So how about it? I guess you knew Lanigan as well as anybody did.
You got a car outside?
No, I grabbed a taxi.
All right, I have my car. You drive home with me.
Well,
I'll tell you about Boots. I'm all broken up, I can tell you that. You know, it doesn't do to fool with the law. Somebody's going to pay for shooting up poor Boots.
Listen to you. Oh, man, do I get a bang out of that. You've got a record that covers 3 pages of a police blotter, and you talk like a Dutch uncle.
Police blotter? That's all wrong. No, sir, I'm a good, honest citizen. It's all a mistake. But what happened to Boots? You ride with me, and I'll tell you. Good night, boys. Don't stay too late, playing poker.
Yes, sir. That's Fogel.
He a pip?
He makes me nervous. Like a cat.
Come on, go with
me. I ain't gonna play no more. I'm tired.
What's the matter? You got weak knees about Boots?
I'm weak. I'm tired, I tell you.
Oh, my. Okay. That's the way you feel. Here's just $5 worth. Cash me in. Thanks. Now, give me my hat. So long, punk. Don't jump at your own shadows. Living.
calling me for? Come on, speak up. I said...
Have you got a match?
Listen, I got no time for... Yeah, I guess I can manage.
What's wrong? Nervous?
Me? Hey, Bud Hudson. Hey.
Hello, Chopper.
Green Hornet.
You better drop it, Chopper. You'll burn your finger.
What do you want?
Too bad about poor Boots, wasn't it, Chopper? I feel awfully bad about Boots, Chopper. What do you say you and me go someplace and talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
I told you you'd burn your fingers, didn't I?
Thank you.
back to our story. When a rap on the door announced the presence of police, the three men in the room rose abruptly. Britt Reed's eyes narrowed behind his hornet mask, and he flung a low-voiced question at Fogel.
Is there another way out of here?
No other way.
We're caught by the green hornet.
Quiet, you fool.
Right. I'm caught, you'll be jailed, too. We'll never be able to explain this away.
But there is no other way. This is four stories up right below the roof. Just a minute. I'll open the door.
Look, why didn't you tell me you had a rope hanging from the roof right outside your window, Fogel?
I never knew.
Then open that door in 10 seconds.
It'll take that lug a long time to come to the door.
A man up. What is it this time?
You and Chopper, eh? Who else is here?
Well, I guess you were wrong, Lowry.
There's just the two of us, Chopper. And Fogel's bodyguard.
Yes. Who's dead? I thought perhaps whoever got rid of him might have me next on the list. What were you looking for, Mr. Lowry?
Now, skip it, Dutch. I just thought I saw somebody else come in this joint after Chopper did. Guess I must have been seeing double.
Yes. I guess that's so. Saved my life that time, Cato.
It's always very pleasant to do so, Mr. Bridge.
You hadn't spotted Lowry and the police and dropped that rope from the roof. The capture of the Green Hornet would be headline news tomorrow. I wouldn't care for that, even as a scoop of the Sentinel. We'll put the Black Beauty to bed and then get some sleep ourselves. I have a feeling we won't do much after tonight. Not until Fogel's caught in that sabotage job he's planning.
Is it Moana?
Yeah, if we guessed right on that one.
Well, correction, please. You guess right.
Fogel said we could work together on the job. I said I'd call him tomorrow night. What do you think?
Fogel tells truth like a Japanese ambassador.
You're right. But don't worry. I'm not trusting him further than I can throw the sentinel to him. The only trouble is, I still don't know what he plans to do or when.
Until 3 or 4 again this morning. Oh, gosh, Mr. Reed, you can't burn the candle all night long at nightclubs this way and expect to be on your toes in the daytime.
Well, I'll be on my toes. I'm no toe dancer. Gosh, look at this view, miss. How can anybody work in this kind of work? It's a beautiful day. Look at this view of the riverfront.
It is lovely. Look, they're still working to salvage that ship. I haven't spotted that in a long time.
The Mariana?
Mm-hmm. I guess they're almost done, aren't they?
I don't know. I haven't heard, Miss Case. It's much too nice a day to stay in an office. I'm leaving, Miss Case.
You're leaving?
Yeah, you know all the work that has to be done. Goodbye, Miss Case.
But, Mr. Reed...
Oh, I've made up my mind. See you tomorrow.
But, Mr... Well, if that doesn't beat everything. All play and no work. Still, it is a beautiful... None of that. You just work here.
Hey, Casey, where's the boss? I got news.
Didn't you see him? He just left.
No. Oh, I guess I missed him.
Whatever your news is, it'll have to keep till tomorrow. It's gone for the day.
Oh, well, this may not work out anyway.
What is it?
The police. They just got a tip on where the Green Hornet will be at midnight tonight.
The Green Hornet?
Yeah, I'm going there with him. Casey, can you picture the headlines if this is on the level?
You certainly switch around, Lowry. Yesterday you were all hopped up about the Lanigan murder.
That? It's old stuff, Casey. Can't run a paper on yesterday's news.
I was just remarking. It seemed like such a mystery at the time. Good grief.
Hey, what gives? It looked like a moonstruck goldfish.
Lowry, come here. To this window.
Now it's all the fuss.
You see that boat out there? The one that's rolled on its side?
Sure.
You know its name? I mean the new name the Navy gave it when they took it over for transport service.
Yeah, it's the, Oh, I got it. The Mariana. Yeah, that's it. The Mariana. Casey. Holy mackerel. Do you suppose that's what Lanigan meant?
I think you'd better call the police, Mallory. Might be a good idea if they doubled the guard on that ship.
Those babies are all set to put the Mariana on fire?
20 barrels of oil on the water, Lowry.
If it hadn't been that we spotted that light under the dock, they'd have done it.
It was a close call.
Yeah, but what I can't figure out is they were both unconscious. Both on top of both of them. It couldn't have been the fumes from the oil, could it?
It wasn't oil, Todd.
Well, you're right. It was gas. Gas has been scrubbed in a Green Hornet carries. And don't ask me where he's going to. I'm a reporter, not a magician.
Two men of mystery, two unknowns,